Sky News Centre at 6. The Transport Secretary says it's right to treat Spain with a whole country approach when it comes to quarantine. Grant Shapps has just got back from there, having cut his holiday short. Anyone in his position now has to isolate for a fortnight in a change to government policy. Mr. Shapps claims England's chief medical officer was concerned to see what was happening in terms of coronavirus cases on the Balearic and Canary Islands.
It's absolutely essential we acted when we did. It's why all four nations of the United Kingdom acted together, and the figures since have turned out to justify that action.
Wiley's refused to distance himself from most of the anti-Semitic comments he posted on social media, despite insisting he's not racist. The rapper says he regrets generalising about Jewish people. He's been permanently banned from Twitter. The release of 25,000 hospital patients into care homes in England with no coronavirus testing at the height of the crisis has been called an appalling error by MPs. Dr. Cathy Gardner is launching legal action against the government after her father died in a home.
I don't think the Public Accounts Committee report has gone far enough. The evidence against the government in this is absolutely damning. They did not protect the most vulnerable in society, and I want to know why.
The government says it's working on a long-term plan for the sector. Pizza Hut is understood to be the latest company considering cutting jobs because of the impact of coronavirus, but two retailers are pressing ahead with opening new stores, Aldi and Majestic Wines. The Foreign Office has announced diplomat Richard Moore is going to be the new chief of MI6. He'll take over in the autumn. And Exeter Chiefs will keep their current name and logo despite calls from some fans to scrap their Native American branding. The Rugby Union Premiership Club decided that the logo was, in fact, highly respectful. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, this is Ella Webb on for World Wide Web on Phoenix FM.
Rihanna, good girl going back, take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down at the Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Yeah.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, this is Ella Webb with World Wide Web on Phoenix FM. I'm back. Again.
We both are. They haven't worked us out yet, have they?
No.
They're not onto us, it would seem.
Yes.
People are still listening as well.
Yeah. And as you can hear, my co-host is in the studio, Mr. Paul Webb.
Hello.
Hello. So, yes, I'm here every Wednesday, 6 till 7pm, if you didn't know, and you just thought, I'll tune in to Phoenix FM and see what's going on.
Do it every week.
Yes, do it every week. Do it every Wednesday, 6 till 7pm. That's me with World Wide Web. So, this week's main story is I haven't tried to focus a lot of the main stories on the coronavirus, COVID-19 topic, because I thought my show's not called Worldwide Coronavirus, is it?
No.
It's called World Wide Web.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So, but the main story this week, I thought, right, it's a little bit different. Well, not different, but it's interesting this week. So, breakthrough in search for coronavirus vaccines.
Come on.
Yes. So, scientists working on the coronavirus vaccine at the University of Oxford in England have reported some promising results after the first round of human trials. It is one of the possible vaccines being tested on people around the world to try and stop the spread of the coronavirus. If I was those people, I wouldn't really want to do it because it's a brand new vaccine. It could go wrong.
Yeah, it's a bit of an experiment. Possibly putting your life in somebody else's hands.
Yeah, exactly. In biology, we were learning about, not coronavirus, but we were learning about vaccines and stuff like that. And so what they have to do is, personally, I'm pretty sure they do it on animals first, which some people are against, but it's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do it on healthy humans. And then they do it on humans who have what they're trying to kill. So in this instance, the virus. So,
as a healthy human, I mean, that's got to be pretty brave, hasn't it? To say, yeah, please inject me with something that may or may not work.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I think, how are they meant to know if it works if it's a healthy human and not a human who has the virus or the infection,
I'm
whatever they're
no
trying to
scientist.
Kill. Oh.
Sorry.
So, what is the vaccine? The vaccine is a medicine that can prevent people from catching a disease. This is done by injecting a substance into a person's body. These substances contain weakened or dead versions of the disease. The person's immune system then produces antibodies to fight it. If you didn't know what antibodies are, they are chemicals in the blood which attack foreign or deadly substances in the body. Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what we're talking about.
So basically, if people have the antibody,
yeah,
then they have had the virus.
Yeah.
Because the antibody wouldn't exist otherwise.
Yes. So this means that the person then encounters a stronger version of the disease in the future. Their body will know what to do and they won't get sick. For over 200 years, vaccinations have protected many people from deadly diseases and saved millions of lives. So who is working on a vaccine? So currently, 23 different vaccines for COVID-19 are being developed around the world, including the one in the University of Oxford. The UK government have already ordered 100 million doses of it. Trials have been carried out on more than 1,000 people at 5 different UK hospitals, as well as the Oxford vaccine. The government has ordered 2 other vaccines that have been developed in major drug companies. In total, 90 million doses between the two. Wow. That's a lot.
Shows how important it is.
Yeah. So it's got to, if it works, then assuming that everyone has to have it. Everyone has to have the vaccine, whether they've had it or not. Is that right? Have they had it? Because they could then get it again.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like chickenpox, you can get it again and again and again.
And worse.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think this is the thing. It's so new.
Yes.
Nobody really knows if you can get it again.
Yes. So, does the vaccine work?
Let's hope so.
Yes. Well, it's too early to tell. So far, the trials show that the vaccine is safe and can train a person's immune system to fight the disease. However, the scientists involved say that more studies are needed. They can't yet confirm whether or not the vaccine stops people from getting infected by COVID-19 or how long the protection might last for. Because some vaccines, I think, but I'm not too sure, last forever. But then some, you have to have it maybe yearly, monthly, every couple of years, or every couple of months, or something like that, because it ends up wearing off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Either that, or the virus that you're trying to vaccinate against develops and evolves.
Yes.
And that may well happen with COVID. Nobody knows yet.
Yes. So when will it be ready? So it's not yet known when the vaccine will be ready. Kate Bingham, interesting name, the head of the government's vaccine task force, says things are moving quickly. However, she warns there may never be a vaccine, and if there is, it might only treat the disease rather than stop someone from catching it. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's keeping his fingers crossed, but that it will be an exaggeration so to say the vaccine will be ready by the end of the year. That is a bit of an exaggeration, so it will be done by the end of the year. I think they'll need a bit longer to do that.
It's like,
people are hoping that it will be done by then, but it also might not be. I think it will need a bit longer than that.
Okay.
To do proper trials and tests.
You're probably right.
Thanks. I know I'm right. I'm always right. When one is ready, key workers, such as those working in the NHS, will be the first to get it, along with people in high-risk groups. So, what else is happening? We always like to ask, what else is happening?
What else?
Yes. So, the government announced from the 1st of August, bowling alleys and skating rinks in England can reopen. We can go bowling.
We can.
Yay! Indoor venues will also be able to host concerts and plays if the audience is spread out. However, around the world, infections are still rising. On the 19th of July, the World Health Organization... Who? We said that last week, didn't we?
Yep, who?
Yep. Reported the highest number of new cases in a single day with 260,000. Their biggest rises were in Brazil, India, South Africa and the US. Apart from China, isn't the US the second highest? Or is it a different country and then the US?
No, that's probably about right. Yep.
Wow.
Developed country, certainly.
Yes. So, but at least we know that we are almost there finding a vaccine.
Mm.
We're finding, not almost there, but we're finding a vaccine. And we could have found one, but they still need to do a few more tests on it.
Yep.
To find out if it really works. And
does it work for everyone?
Does it work for everyone? Yep. Does it just cure the disease, help the disease, or does it actually stop you from getting it, stop you from catching it? Or do you have to catch it to then have it? Like some medicine.
Who knows? One thing's for sure, it's too early to start doing everything normally again.
Yes. Yes. But things are starting to get back to normal.
A new normal.
New normal. So things are starting to get there. But some things aren't there yet. Yes. So our next song kind of links, if you think about it. If you think about it in the way I thought about it. But kind of links. So next up we have Poison by Rita Ora.
Trying to get over how bad I want you so much. Innocence for dinner, pour something in my cup. Anything and everything just to fill me up. But now
So that was Poison by Rita Ora. Now, what time is it on World Wide Web? Try and think. What time is it? Yep, it's time for the Around the World stories. So the first one this week is robots to stack shelves in shops. So in August, a robot is due to start work in a shop in Japan's capital, Tokyo. It will stack sandwiches, drinks and other items on shelves. To begin with, humans will remotely control the robot while the artificial intelligence in the machine computer system learns how to carry and stack shelf movements. If the trial is successful, more of the black and white robots will soon be helping out in shops around Japan. I think that's actually quite good because it's kind of like so people aren't worried that maybe other people are touching it, but the robot is stacking them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what's the second one?
Well, the trouble is with that one, though, because it could mean that people don't get re-employed. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, it is a bad thing.
Robots are a danger in that sense.
But what's our second Around the World story this
week? Second one, we've gone to Italy.
Ooh.
Agrigento in Italy, where a huge statue, nearly 8 metres tall, of the Greek god Atlas, is going to be stood up again. It's been buried in sand for hundreds of years. They found it, they've dug it up, they're restoring it. And they're going to be putting it back in its original place, standing in front of the Temple of Zeus.
Ooh.
There you go.
So it's going to stand up again.
Yep. Other parts of the temple have also been discovered recently, so the plan is to restore the whole lot and try and bring it back to maybe not its former glory, but certainly something that's worth visiting.
Did you say what Atlas, like the Greek god of?
I don't know what he's the Greek god of, actually. But he's kind of famously depicting holding the sky.
You can't really hold the sky if he's laying down or buried.
On his shoulders.
You can't really be exactly. No. And our last one is in China, cinemas to reopen with special rules. So some cinemas in China reopened on the 20th of July, after they were closed at the end of January to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Cinemas can reopen in areas with low rates of the virus, but there will still be extra rules in place to keep film fans safe. These include having to book ahead and having spaces between people in the audience. There'll be no food or drink served, and the film will have to be shorter than 2 hours. I don't think I've been to a film which is more than 2 hours, actually.
Well, some of them, yeah.
Some of them, yeah. But have we opened cinemas yet?
Yeah, I think we either have. Yeah, I think we have a couple of weeks ago.
I think we actually are. That's what it was about, but one of the stories. But yes, they were the Around the World stories. Tell me whether you liked having the Around the World by Daft Punk in the background while we were talking about them. If you hadn't guessed, the song was called Around the World. If you didn't really know that.
Well, it has been saying Around the World for the last 3.5 minutes.
Oh, does it?
I like it.
I like it. I think it's groovy.
Good.
I think it's groovy and cool. Yes. So that's all from the Around the World stories this week. But we've got more next week. And our next song, we'll have to stop the Around the World song, is 7 Years by Lucas Graham.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. I always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old. So before me, once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Sex. Give it dancing suits, smoking all cigars. Those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars. Fellas in suits, smoking all cigars. Just play that song I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.
Hold tight, lean back, play what I want for that sax.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.
Hold tight, lean back, play what I want for that sax.
Was 7 years by Lucas Graham and Sax by Fleur East.
How did Fleur East not win X Factor with she that didn't. Song? Oh, she came second, I think.
I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, so next up we have this week's food talk. This week is another real or rubbish. So what I'll do is I'll tell you the story and then we'll have a song and then I'll tell you whether it was real or rubbish. So you have a song to guess whether it was real or rubbish. So, biscuits turned the right way round. So, biscuit makers McVitie's is to change the way chocolate digestives are packed. Currently, if you open the packet from the bottom closest to the D of in digestives, you'll see the chocolate side of the biscuits first. Most people think that is the top and eat the snack with the chocolate facing up. McVitie's say the chocolate side is actually the bottom of the biscuit, and the plain biscuit is the top. The company has now decided to pack them with the plain side facing up to the end of the D and the packet so that people can eat them properly. Is this true or a fib that really takes the biscuit?
Ew.
Ooh. What do you think? Do you think it's real or rubbish?
Well, I think there's a couple of things here.
Firstly,
which is the top and which is the bottom of the packet? I think the word would go up, so therefore the D of digestives is the bottom of the packet, and the S would be the top of the packet. Personally, that's what I think.
Personally.
Yeah. As for the top or bottom of the biscuit, don't know, it's an odd one, because the flat side is where the chocolate is, isn't it? So that you can see the imprints of the word digestives and everything else on the other side.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I think the flat end should be what you see when you open the D end.
Interesting.
There you go.
So what do you think? What do you listeners think? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's actually real? Or do you think it's rubbish and it's all made up? What do you think? So next up, we have Perfect by One Direction, which will give you a little bit of time to think about what you think. Is it real or rubbish?
I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers. But I can be the one tonight. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for. 'Cause I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you.
Was perfect by One Direction.
That was quite good.
Yeah.
I actually quite enjoyed that.
Yes.
1D.
So, about the real or rubbish story. It was actually rubbish. McVitie's are not going to change the way chocolate digestives are lined in the packet. However, they have said that the chocolate is on the bottom of the biscuit and not on the top.
No way.
The company said, our digestives run through the reservoir of chocolate on the bottom side. That is true though. If you watched McVitie's digestive being made, when they go through, the chocolate river's on the bottom. So they're going like that.
Well, I never.
Yes. So next up is our little stories this week. The first one isn't really very little.
This is a massive story.
Yes. But it wasn't big enough to do as a main story. So this year, International Tiger Day is actually today. It's a time to celebrate these majestic big cats and learn about the efforts that is underway to protect them around the globe. Tigers are the biggest wild cat in the world, with 5 remaining subspecies, which are all endangered. I thought lions would have been the biggest, not tigers.
Don't know.
Interesting.
Don't know.
The Siberian tiger is the largest subspecies and can measure up to 3.3 metres from its nose to the tip of its tail. That's long. 3.3 metres.
They're huge, aren't they? You don't realise how big they can get.
No. So on average, they weigh between 160 and 230 kilograms. But an adult Siberian male tiger can weigh 306 kilograms.
It's very precise.
Yes, very precise.
That's quite impressive.
Yes. Unfortunately, the number of wild tigers in the wild have dropped by more than 95% since the beginning of the 20th century. Until recently, there was 9 subspecies of tigers, but due to the hunting and humans destroying their habitats, there are now only 5.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
So they've lost 4 whole subspecies. But they do think that there may be, so they think they're extinct, but there may be like 1 or 2 or a couple still out there in the wild. But they don't know, because they'd have to search everywhere for them. But there is good news, though. The population is now slowly starting to rise. This is thanks to worker charities and governments who are protecting the big cats' natural habitats and providing safe areas for them to live in. They are also trying to stop hunting, and it is hoped that by 2022, there will be 6,000 tigers in the wild, which is good.
It is good. It's not a lot, though, is it?
No, but they are trying to get them back, because they need to be in the wild. So at the moment, there's actually only 3. It sounds like not a lot either. There are only 3,900 tigers in the wild at the moment.
Yeah, that's terrible, really.
But they're trying to get more in the wild by stopping hunting and humans destroying their habitats. So, yes.
And presumably International Tiger Day is just about raising awareness of this.
Yeah, raising awareness, learning what we're trying to, like the government and charities are trying to do to protect the tigers and their habitats. So, yes. And like donating to charities which help tigers and wild cats.
And adopt a tiger if you can still do that. Probably
I don't want
can.
To adopt a tiger. I don't want to have a tiger in my house.
Well, you don't have a tiger in your house.
You get a little
bit. It's all about
though,
raising
you?
Funds, isn't it? To
yes.
help all of those projects.
Yes, exactly.
To help save the tiger.
Yes, exactly. And our second little story this week is a cat crashes MP's meeting. This is funny. When I read through it earlier, I was laughing quite a lot because when you listen to it, you think, huh, really? So, a cat has caught everyone's attention after it interrupted a virtual meeting of the Members of Parliament. MP John Nicholson was talking about subtitles and children's television when his cat's tail suddenly popped up into view, obscuring his face. This made everyone else on the meeting laugh, and Nicholson apologised for the interruption. He then turned to his cat and said, "Rojo, put your tail down." Nicholson later tweeted a picture of Rojo with the message, "For all Rojo's new fans, thousands across the world it seems, you've seen the tail, here's the face." But it's just funny, just like just the not like the whole cat's body like walking, it's just the tail. Just the tail just flicks up. Yes, bit funny.
That's almost as good as when the man was on the news a few years ago and his little child
little
came
children.
Scooting in and the little walker thing.
Yeah.
And then his wife had to come in and quickly get them out.
Yes. That is very funny. Mm. It's just funny when animals, pets or like children just come in when they're either having an interview, like a FaceTime interview, or on the news. Just like everyone watching the news is going to see it.
Yeah.
And then you could watch that back when you're late, a bit later, like when you're a bit older, and think, that was me. I just came in to the new, very important news interview.
It happened to me earlier.
Really?
Well, yesterday, actually. Your brother came into the room while I was on a video conference. He very quickly walked out again.
So, yes. They were quite... Well, that one was a funny little story. And the... one about the tigers. It's just quite cool. It's today, actually.
Yeah, but
it could have been
it is
any
cool.
day.
It is really cool, but seeing as it's there to raise awareness,
yeah,
I wasn't aware until I listened to World Wide Web.
World Wide Web. So if you didn't know about that, well done for listening to World Wide Web today, because otherwise you wouldn't have known.
No.
Yes.
But what is everyone going to do with this knowledge?
Go and donate money. So, yes. So next up, talking about tigers and wild cats, we have Raw by Katy Perry.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. So I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up.
on the dance floor. I wish that it could be like that. Why can't it be like that? 'Cause I'm yours. We keep behind closed doors. Every time I see you, I die a little more. Stolen moments that we steal as the curtain falls. It'll never be enough. It's obvious you're meant for me. Every piece of you, it just fits perfectly. Every second, every thought, I'm in so deep. But I'll never show it.
Brought by Katy Perry and Secret Love Song by Little Mix featuring Jason Derulo.
More good songs. You've played some belters tonight.
I know. But that's all from me this week. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and The Orient Hour. I'll be back next week with more from The Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. That's all from me and my co-host...
Bye.
Bye. Have a lovely evening. And here are our last two songs. Fight Song by Rachel Platten and Into You by Ariana Grande.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a whole.
say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. None of those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight.
Still got a lot of fire left in me.